Om Shanti. The magic of blessings. Today is 21st of May 2018, Monday. May you be a spiritual rose who spreads the fragrance of spirituality and become an image that attracts. Always have the awareness that you are spiritual roses in God's garden. A spiritual rose means, Ruhani Gulab means, one who never moves away from spirituality, Ruhaniyat. Just as a fragrance is merged in flowers, in the same way, let the fragrance of spirituality be merged in all of you in such a way that it automatically spreads everywhere and continues to attract everyone towards you. It is because you are now becoming fragrant and attractive images that people create fragrance in temples with incense sticks, Agarbatti. So, Baba is telling us to become spiritual roses. Spiritual roses means who is a spiritual rose is something which has got fragrance merged in it, and you automatically continue to spread that fragrance around. It is because you are now becoming fragrant and attractive images that people create fragrance in the temples with incense sticks. So we have to become spiritual rose, rohe gulab. A spiritual rose that spreads fragrance. So when I was reading this, I was thinking about the speciality of roses. Why Baba keeps on talking about roses so many times? So what are the speciality of a rose? Yeah? Rose. Speciality. Yeah? Stays amidst thorns and still spreads happiness. Okay? Attractive, colorful, coolness. Beautiful, then fragrance, then there are 21 specialities of rose. So what are those specialities? We have very less time, but we'll try to cover in the evening. Okay. First of all, rose is very attractive. It attracts everyone. There is hardly any country in the world where roses are not there. Everybody likes roses because, and they use it for different ways. So first thing is, they are very much attractive. Second is, they are beautiful. Attraction is one thing and beauty is another thing. They are so beautiful that everybody loves to see them, to watch them for a long time, because they are appearing in different shapes, different forms. If you go to different countries, they are available in different colors. So the second thing is beautiful. See, third thing is, they are very much colorful. There are pink roses, there are red roses, there are white roses. They even talk of black roses, but they are actually not black, they are deep red roses. They are not black actually. Pink roses, white roses, violet roses, different colors. So lot many different colors are there of roses. So A is attractive, B is beautiful, and C is, they are colorful. D has got three things. All the roses are used for decoration, sajavat, ornament. Either you for your own self, or you do the decoration of the hall, furniture, rooms, floors, anything. So they are used for decoration right from copper age till now, or even go behind you, golden age also, they must be using roses. You can see in the pictures. So they are used for decoration. Next is, they are used in devotion. Roses are signs of devotion, of samman or bhakti. In front of the deity, they offer roses. So that's also a sign of love. So decoration. And third D is deciduous. Deciduous, most of the roses are deciduous. Deciduous means patjhadi, means most of them would, they're all leaves, every petals would fall, and then again they will come back. So they are known as deciduous flowers. So this is D. Then E, All roses are associated with emotions, like red rose, love, white rose, purity, violet rose, royalty, pink rose for joy, friendship, yellow is for friendship, pink is for joy. So different roses, different colors and associated with different emotions, like that will come in Valentine. So D is 3, E. Then F is fragrance. What is told in today's Murli? Rose is very much fragrant flower. It spreads its fragrance all around. So everybody is attracted by that fragrance. Then G, it grows very tall. Rose is one of those flowers. It can go to any height. There are around the world, if you see the literature of the world or see in different countries, there are some roses, they grow to a very, very tall height. So they grow very high. So that is G. And then, not all of them we are including. So, then well known, K. They are very well known all over the world. Most popular. If you see which is the flower which is most popular, it is more often than not is rose. For example, even it is the national flower of England. It is a national flower of United States. Not in India, but many different countries have got rose as their national flower. So it's very popular, very well known flower. Okay. So, okay. Then L. L, it lives for a very long time. Survival period is very long. There is one rose in Germany, in one cathedral there, so which is said to be, its age is 1000 years. Very long survival. Roses have a very long survival, these things. So, L lives for a very long time. Then, M. M, they have got lot of varieties, more than 100 species. Of roses are known, more than 100 species, and in that species more than 13,000 varieties, different varieties of roses. So L, M, N, O. Then O, they are the oldest. Data says that roses are the oldest flower in the literature. They are 5,000 year old. There are no other literature of other flowers which say that these are the oldest flowers. Like the from they are found in the Colorado, and which is said to be 34 million year old. The fossils, avashesh, of the roses are found, the fossils, that by carbon dating they found out that roses are the oldest flower in the world. 34 million years that they have given as a literature. So roses are the oldest. Actually, all of these points have got spiritual significance, which we might cover in some other class. So, they are the oldest. Oh. P. Perennial. It is not that perennial means sadabahar. They can grow in any season. It is not that only particular season is required for rose. No, they can grow in any season. They are perennial. So, they are sadabahar. Then, R. All these roses have got very, very uses, like rose water. Rose oil. For making 1 gram of rose oil, about I think they say 200 or more than roses are needed, or 20, I don't know the exact figure, but a huge number of roses are needed just to make rose oil. Rose oil, then rose water, rose essence, rose scents, Gulkand, and so many things are made from the rose. There is something known as H. H is rose hip. Rose hip is the fruit of rose. Rose is a flower, but from that fruits are also produced. That fruit is known as rose hip, and that has got medicinal value. It's very rich in vitamin C, and it is used in so many other things. Many, many things it is used. Rose hips, they are known as. So, it has got medicinal uses also. So, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S. S, rose are having the greatest sales in the world. No other flower has got such a sale as rose. There is something valley of Bulgaria where the maximum number of rose oil is production of rose oil. Or Netherlands is the country which says has got the rose industry, the greatest rose industry in the world. So sale is very high. Then it is also used as a subject of art. Lalit Kala. The greatest pictures of roses are there in the art. No other flower has been depicted in the art as much as rose. Songs. There are more than 4,000 songs dedicated only to roses. Only shairis and songs and kavitas and sangeet and everything related to rose. So as T, thorns. Rose is the only flower that has got thorns. But actually they are not thorns. They are known as prickles. Prickles. Thorn means it has should have a deep attachment to the stem root. But prickles means superficial. So rose indicates a thorns. S. And last is V. V means Valentine. About 10 crores roses are sold every Valentine days around the world. So they also indicate Valentine, indication of love. So these are all the different specialities of rose. So Baba is saying out of these 21 points, Baba is focusing on fragrance. So you become such a fragrant rose that your fragrance spreads everywhere. And you will attract, you will be colorful. You will be perennial, you will be oldest. You are the oldest flower in the world. Your fragrance, your is the oldest. And you are the most wanted, most demanded. Your demand is the most. You are on sale. So flower has got many different things. So just think about this, contemplate on what is I am a spiritual rose means what things I should have. What are the different things I should have to decorate oneself, to decorate others, to decorate house, everything about roses. So I am a spiritual rose, Ruhani Gulab. I have to sprint fragrance and just churn all of these different points. Om Shanti.